along with the City of Alexandria, proud sponsors of this station.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I give you glory. We celebrate, Heavenly Father, this day, a day, Heavenly Father, you declared from the very foundation of the world. We're excited, Heavenly Father, about a new year, new destinations, a new thing that you have said, affirmed, and declared for us to know so that we may grow as a body of believers. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Proverbs, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. And when you found it, say amen. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, where we find these words which are recorded. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to get to our topic this morning. Challenges, yes. Trusting the Lord in a new year. Challenges, trusting the Lord in a new year. All of our lives are full of challenges. And challenges is defined as a difficult task or a difficult situation. When we think about challenges within our life, we think about all of the things that we sometimes experience, sometimes we go through, and we are somewhat perplexed at times because we don't quite understand not only the ramification of what we are experiencing, but why we are going through the challenges that we face in life. And so often these challenges can be insurmountable. So often these challenges can be disturbing. But through it all, we get through the challenges of life because God has always provided a way for us to be successful. And what I love about the Lord is that challenges, all these challenges don't last always. From the moment, my brothers and sisters, we get up in the morning to the moments we go to bed at night, our lives throughout the day were full of challenges. But in saying all of that, God, who is in control of all things, have already provided all of the challenges that we face and provided for us within those challenges. What are some of the challenges that you are facing? I'm glad you asked. Whether it is a health crisis, financial setback, or social injustice. What I love about the Lord is that He always provides a way of escape no matter what you're going through. I love the Lord, and I know you do too, because you are here this morning. And certainly we know that there were challenges even getting here. The weather was different. Sometimes our cars won't start. I thought we're on a flat on a tire, but God makes a way for us. Antioch, today we are seeing many unusual challenges. But I am reminded of how Jesus handled all of the challenges He encountered. So challenges shouldn't be unusual. If Jesus faced challenges, why do you think we should not? Challenges are not unusual. Jesus would begin by praying and thanking the Father that He heard his petition in spite of the challenges that he went through. When a nation, my brothers and sisters, or when a people pray, or when a people see challenges within their life, we know that nation and those people will know God is moving because we're praying. We know He's moving because prayer changes things.
That's right, that's right.
There's a song I think I heard somebody say, pray on.
Come on.
Just a little while longer. Pray on. Just a little while longer. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. And everything will be all right. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. And everything will be all right. Now I said that to say this in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Now you know why we need to be praying. Because as a nation, if a nation is to be blessed, a nation needs to be praying. And when we start praying, God start moving. That's why we need to return back to praying. How do we, as believers, deal with all of the challenges that we face? I'm reminded, my brothers and sisters, of what I used to hear in Dallas at church. I heard, and maybe you have too, a little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. We need to start praying. When we start praying, God activates in the spiritual realm, and it manifests itself in the physical realm. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to pray, God began to respond. And the enemy is trying to see what side you are linked up to.
Right.
Because he does not want us to pray. See, I just shouted him because he didn't want me to sing. But God has a way of opening doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. When we start praying, we start elevating and lifting up the Lord God. You are here because you are in a worship experience, and your worship experience always start with prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, our praise activate things. Because we are on the winning side.
Yeah. Amen.
For this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
Now that I've gotten your attention, I can give you my introduction and preach. In the historical text, Solomon, who is the writer, gives advice to his son. Let me stop there. One of the challenges we are facing today is who's raising our children. Who's raising our children, and who are our sons and daughters talking to? Is it possible that our children are being raised by what on the internet and social media? And now, with the advancement of artificial intelligence, are our children now starting to rely on AI instructing them on how they are to live in a society?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Kids are losing that life because they can't put this thing down.
Yes.
And because we can't put it down, it's because there's an image in our hand. And that image is drawing us away from our Heavenly Father, who said all of these things will come to pass in the last days. And this image will allow them to walk in a different way. Our churches are empty all over this nation because we have lost something as a people and as a nation. As a people and as a nation, we said in God we trust, and now we're putting God in the background. As a people, as a nation, we used to start off with prayer. We used to end with prayer. We used to do all things with prayer. And now we hardly pray anybody praying. It's been said preachers can't preach if people ain't praying. And when you start praying, you get the power that God has already established, affirmed, and declared for us not only to know, but to go forth and shout what thus says the Lord for such a time as this. My brothers and sisters, Solomon spoke these words concerning advice. And when we think about this particular topic, we see how Solomon was activating some things in the life of his son. My brothers and sisters, I believe we need to start listening, spending more time with our children concerning the issues and the struggles that they have today. I personally believe that we need to return back to family values.
Come on.
As we come together having dinner at the dinner table.
Right.
We gotta stop picking up that plate and run to the TV set. Because it used to be at dinner table that we didn't eat dinner until Papa got home.
All right.
And now we eat dinner all over the place. Our children used to sit there and see the father as he began to bless the food. And now who's blessing the food? Ain't nobody praying now. And because we're...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time.